Hey, hey, it's Monday. Happy Monday. Oh, now I'm just packing up my things and heading to the airport. I'm in Melbourne and I'm heading home and I've got a week of winding things up, a week of, you know, shutting shit down, getting stuff tidied up before Santa comes. I quite liked this last week because by the time you get to now, in case you're disappointed, it's just about too late to order anything online because the careers will kind of fuck that up, I reckon. So now you get to the point where you just do what you can instead of what you want. I think that's always interesting when you've got a big deadline, like Santa. You know, Santa's quite a big deal, isn't he? So I'm pretty excited. I've had the most bloody lovely weekend, amazing weekend, hanging out with the best people. And it's just been like, it's like a work do. So there's a whole lot of us and we've known each other for a long time. We understand each other's worlds and we are very supportive of each other in a very unconditional way, which is just beautiful. So there's eight of us that get together and I've just had this magical weekend, like magical. You know, good food, good people, good times. That's the headline, really. So I'm feeling pretty pumped up because I was bloody exhausted when I arrived on Thursday. And now I feel like my tank's quite full. So that's what happens when you've got good people contributing to your tank. So I'm feeling pretty happy about that. So I've been looking at my planner and thinking about my focuses for this week. And I think tidying up some ends is a very important thing. And then getting organized, organization. There's always a bit of organization in my world, but I think this is the week. So I've started making lists about menus. So I have a family event this Saturday, 21 people to feed, and just thinking about the simple things. I love feeding bulk groups of people. Like, that makes me actually happy. I'd rather cook for 20 than two. And so just thinking about ingredients, thinking about, and then what I do is I make a list of what I'm going to cook. Then I make a list of all the ingredients required to cook those things, although all the things that are in those dishes. And then I split the list. Some of you are lost already. You're like, fuck's sake, it's a lot of work, Lisa. But it's not. It's brilliant. I split the list. I write the list out and I highlight fresh versus, what's the other word? What's that word? If things aren't fresh, they're not stale. Dried ingredients. There we go. So I'll go and do a shop on, say, Tuesday of all the things that I can buy that are in jars or packets that aren't going to age. And then on Friday, do the, you know, the freshies, the veg, the meat, the cool things. A lot of the stuff I get delivered, I've got like freaking fresh cherries and fresh meats and things being delivered because I'm a bit of a snob when it comes to very good organic food and I like to get that pre-ordered and delivered. So that's a bit exciting to me. I'll be doing a dry list. There we go. It's not so, it's dry. The dry list and then the fresh list. And then I feel very organized because I don't want to do all the shopping all in one day. And so doing the dries in a separate shop always makes me happy when I'm doing kind of large amounts of stuff. I used to do catering and that was something I used to always do, like get all the stuff you can get ahead of time. Like in November, you know, I always think, oh, I'm going to need whole cloves for my ham. So I might as well grab those now rather than trying to buy them on the 23rd of December when the whole fucking world's looking for dried cloves. Do you know what I mean? Because you know how you notice that all the shit sells out that week. So those sorts of things don't expire. So, well, they do eventually, but you know. So anyway, I'll be getting really organized. I've got lots of clients I'm tidying up for the end of the year, like having little meetings about events for next year. Next year is looking lush, can I say? Lots of bookings. I've got a bit of planning to do for our energy festivals, which are coming up in February, and that's going to come around so fast. So energy festivals that we are doing in the Waikato, we're doing them in the Wairarapa, we're doing them in Christchurch and Alexandra. So if you're anywhere near any of those, you must come. It's a whole lovely day, a gift for yourself. You could buy yourself an energy festival ticket for Christmas. I like the idea of buying yourself a gift. What's the gift you're giving yourself? I just bought myself the most gorgeous apron. So every Christmas, because I'm like the usually the head chef of Christmas, self-appointed, love the role, but I buy myself a new apron because I love an apron. And I reckon Christmas, I just bought this gorgeous Kip & Co. one and it's red with bows all over it. Like, I'm going to look like a gift What a gift I'm going to be. So there you go. Getting organised, finishing stuff off, and then getting the lists going. I'm really big on lists at this time of year. And I make a list for each day so that I know. So what I do with my planner is I do all of my planning and I sit and block it out and I look at it, sort of colour in my little blocks and think about it. And then I transfer all the things I want to do into an app called Todoist in my phone, which I just get such a buzz. I get a very big dopamine hit out of ticking those things off. And because it goes pew, pew, pew when I tick them off. And then after you've done a few pew, pews, it goes, congratulations, you're amazing. And, you know, fuck all that shit. And I do love a bit of praise and a sticker chart. So that makes me happy. So I'll be ticking all those things off. And then we're on the right downward slide, right? Because in a week, we're only a couple of days off centre. And that might not mean much, but it might be, I just think, if I can suggest anything, what are you doing that's special? Special for you, special for your family, special for what's a lovely, I'm really into kindness at this time of year. I'm always into kindness, but I think it's super relevant. Christmas is a very hard time for so many people. It's a hard time if you're missing someone. It's a hard time if you're on your own. It's a hard time if you haven't got any money. It's a hard time if you're exhausted. It's a hard time if you're unwell. There's a lot of hard times that happen. And I just think we should all be really kind. I remember as a kid, at Christmas, my mum used to roast peanuts and we'd deliver them to people and we'd take them to families, like little cellophane bags of roasted peanuts. I think that's such a lovely idea. And I remember watching my mum do that. And she was like, well, some people don't have a lot at Christmas, so it's nice for them to get something. And of course, peanuts were quite cheap. It was just peanuts, oil and salt. But roasting peanuts and delivering them to people is such a nice thing to do. I remember I used to make a maple syrup popcorn nut brittle, and it was kind of famous with my kids' teachers, and I would make it and take them these cellophane bags full of popcorn maple syrup brittle, just a wee handmade treat. And that was, you know, it's a lot of work when you're, but I quite like to exhaust myself and prove to the world I was Mrs. fucking Christmas back then. Now I don't care so much, but I do like the idea of little well-placed gifts, lovely gifts, and just thoughtful things, just dropping in and going, I bought you a bunch of flowers. I bought you some Christmas lilies. You know, whatever it is, just think about something that's a bit cute that might be quite thoughtful, because I think now's the time to be thoughtful, don't you reckon? So, yeah, I'm just thinking about all the people in my world, and I love it. Again, I've got a list, my most important people and what do they all need, and am I celebrating them? Have I written them a card? Have I bought them a gift? What do they need? What do they want? Have I seen them lately? Have I checked in with them? Are they okay? Just a little mental stock take of like, what are they doing for Christmas? Where are they going to be? Who are they with? Are they okay? And I think thinking's one of the loveliest things we can do for anyone. Being in someone's thoughts, I think, is just lovely. So I'm like, who do you need to think about? Who's someone you could send some thinking? And, you know, if you've got someone who you know is super busy and you're visiting them at Christmas, like, what's a nice little gift? What's a nice? I've made kawa kawa balm this year as a gift. I've also made tomato relish, but I'm really excited about my kawa kawa balm because it's made from kawa kawa in my very own garden. And I had so much fun making it. I love that. So I'm just interested, what's a little gift? What's a little something? Doesn't have to be big. Might just be a little tube of hand cream or a little something. And then the other thing I'm really big on at this time of year is I go to secondhand shops and I buy really cool plates and bowls. And then any food I take to someone's house, I just leave the fucking bowl there. And I write a sticker on the bottom saying, I don't need this returned. It's yours. Because I think that's nice, and I can't be bothered with the returning of things. And there's so many great bowls and plates in secondhand shops that you can pick up for a couple of dollars, and it just makes it all so much easier. So I like to pre-plan. I also do that. I list down what I'm cooking and then what dish I'm serving it in. And if it's going to someone else's house, I'm sending it in a dish I don't want back, because I think that's a really good idea. And it's a really nice gift. You go to someone's house and take a cheese board and you leave them the board and the knife. That's a cool gift, right? I like that. Or you make them a lovely salad in a salad bowl with a lovely salad server. I'm like, that's a cool gift. And it's just that wee bit more generous. So I like that. So there you go. So yeah, making toffee apples, that's another gorgeous thing at Christmas. A toffee apple with a wee green ribbon tied around its neck, that's a cute gift. Like if you know someone with kids and you don't really want to spend money on gifts, just make a batch. Toffee apples are so fucking easy. And you can, you know, they don't even take long. And you can whip up easy to take a bunch of toffee apples to someone's house. Never met a kid that didn't like a toffee apple. And there's something festive and fancy, but actually it's an apple with a slim coating of toffee and a bit of cellophane. I do love that. And I think the world needs more toffee apples. There you go. When was the last time you had a toffee apple? Right? I love those sorts of things. So there you go. Have a lovely week. Go and get your shit together. Buy yourself a gift. Here's your list. Buy a gift. Check your calendar. Make loads of lists. Think about every human, every animal. What could you do? It's not too late. You can send them a text. You can write them a card. You can ring them up. You've got time. This is the week. It's the week to get things done. Go make a toffee apple. Bye.